Shalom, this is Billy Brown and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, close to Branson, Missouri. And I have my very, very, very dear friend. Someone was talking to me yesterday and they said, "You're so blessed to have such dear friends." And I am so blessed to have Lucy and Walter McKee as my dear friends. They are also board members, but they're dear, dear friends. Lucy and Walter went with us when we first found Migdal in the Galilee to see if it was God's will. Lucy is a minister, an ordained minister of the gospel, especially has Europe in her heart, and I think maybe especially France. I asked her if she had any books we could offer, and she said, "Well, not in English." So you can see that most of her ministry is overseas. We have some wonderful things to offer you at the end of the broadcast. But Lucy is twin sister to Lynn Hammond, and they're both prayers, but they're different. I'm around both of them a lot, and I see, you know, God uses us all differently. And I see an anointing on Lucy to pray. I see an anointing on Lynn to pray, and of course both of them to preach and teach. But it's different. And for Lucy, in a way, she reminds me of Brother Halverson when he used to pray. Lucy, would you greet the people?
Hello and shalom to you, Billy, and all of you out there. I am just blessed to be here today. And we are just experiencing all over the world such a tremendous move of God in the area of prayer. And I would like to encourage all of you today to just ask the Lord to have the spirit of prayer fall on you in this hour, because it's so imperative that we all give the prayer that God has placed in us as a supply into the earth.
Each of us has a supply that yes. must be offered, that needs to be offered.
Yes, we do.
Lucy, how did you begin to pray?
Well, in the early 1980s, around 1979, I was with a group of Christians in our church, and we started a prayer group, and we began every day. We prayed at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, because then everyone, 3 o'clock, everyone had to pick up their children at school, and we prayed for our church and the churches in the area where we live, which is Montgomery, Alabama. And we then went on to different levels of prayer and studying about prayer and the kinds of prayer. But back then, we just prayed. And, you know, what was really supernatural about those groups were, at the end of our prayer, we found in later years that we had prayed every kind of prayer. We had interceded. Mm-hmm. We had prayed for those that that needed to be prayed for, that were in a gap. Actually, we made up the hedge for them, mm-hmm. and prayed for people that weren't saved. We had prayed for people, of course, that were bound in religion in our city. We prayed for, we supplicated. We prayed, of course, in thanksgivings to God. We pleaded our case before God, which is supplication. All the different kinds of prayer, which we didn't even know. Those things had not been taught then. But we came into prayer very early on, and God has blessed it. And the spirit of prayer, really, which is Jesus, the Bible calls Jesus the spirit of grace and supplication. So we know that that prayer is a spirit, and it is caught as much as it is taught, like faith. And it just has rested on me. And as I have answered the call to prayer, all Christians are called to prayer. It's a Christian thing that we all do it. But there are certain ones that I believe in the body of Christ just pray more than other people and answer the call to prayer. And then out of that came, I had to study, because people would ask me to teach what I knew. And actually, from the beginning, we didn't know anything.
Yeah. So. The Holy Spirit taught you.
Yes, he did. And that's what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things so that pertain to our life and to godliness. And for me, it was all about prayer. And then from there, you learn, of course, the moves of the Spirit. Because if you can follow God in a prayer group, you can follow him in any move of the Spirit. It is just amazing. So I believe that God has called all Christians to pray. Pray corporately and also pray individually. And those things, as you go, are added to you, just as the Bible says. So that's where it all started with me. And of course, my sister is Lynn Hammond, as Billy said, and we prayed as young children a lot and felt called to it. And
you were not in a Pentecostal church.
No, we were in Episcopal church. We were Episcopalians, and we grew up in the Episcopal church. But we did have the influence of our grandmother, who was a Pentecostal, in our whole life. She was in the Episcopal church, but she never lost her fire. And she spoke in tongues, but we didn't know about tongues, and she really didn't push us to know it. It was just, we thought, something that she did. But all of those things, you know, God used, you know, lots of things to impart to us and to get us, lots of people to impart to us to get us where we needed to be, as he does with all Christians.
Well, let's say, Lucy, that someone's at home today and they're listening to this radio broadcast and they're a mother who's got two or three little children. And what can she do? How can she give her part? She can't even really go to prayer groups much.
Well, the Bible is real clear about us as Christians. I was thinking about us today as a Christian thing. And all the religions of the world, because I'm a missionary, I see all of those religions in a lot
of the
places that I go, yes, especially Islam. And Christianity as a philosophy, or the teachings of Jesus, they coincide, some of his teachings, with other religions. And we can see that, you know, Jesus taught forgiveness and all these different things, mercy, compassion, giving, and in Christianity. And if we would just follow the teachings that are in the Bible, or the teachings of Christianity, you know, it would make us a really good person. But what separates us from every single religion in the world is the life that Jesus has given us.
Yes.
And the Bible says that we can abide in that life once we're born again. And of course, in John, the 15th chapter, we said, if you live in me or abide in me, what you can do to abide in Jesus and have him abide in you, just as you go about your day, is entreat the Lord in your own heart. He lives in your heart. The Holy Spirit said that if we are born again, born of the Spirit, that he would live in our hearts and he would be our teacher. And so if you can abide in Jesus, in him, and his words will abide in you, the Bible says that you can ask anything and he'll give it to you. And this is not like you just send up a request, but it is in your abiding, in your walking out, in all of your daily activities, in working with your children and working with your home, doing domestic things. You can entreat the Lord and he's there, because the Bible says that he is living. He is the living Christ. Hallelujah. So he is with you and in you. And those kinds of things, all during your day, just talking to him, communing with him in your heart, even not saying anything except for in your heart. It means that you can live with God in your heart. And then the things that he gives to you, you can pray them back up to him just in your heart.
So what do you mean by that? Things he gives to you?
The things that he speaks to you in your heart. It might be a word that you read in the Word of God. He might speak it again back into your spirit. He might just give you a list of things and people to pray for. He might, a face of someone might come across your heart, or you might see someone on television, and that person might stay on your heart or begin to abide on your heart. That's for a purpose. That's your abiding in Jesus, and He wants you to lift that up to Him. Because when we get those things to God, that is when God can do something about it. And so it's all about, no matter where we are and who we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter what God has given for us to do in a day naturally, that all during the day we are communicating with Him and He is communicating with us. But He wants to use the words or the things that He gives us in our heart and have us send them back up to Him, because He will use our words and our thoughts on all different levels, and He will throw them, so to speak, into the earth to be used on many different fronts.
You know, this reminds me, Lucy, of what I've heard prayer described as working with God.
Amen.
And bringing about His will on the earth. So we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but even if you're a little mother there in your kitchen and you're just with your babies all the day long, what Lucy's talking about is you have a communion with God. You're talking with God. Prayer is important. John Wesley said, "It seems that God is not able to do anything for man unless man asks Him. Why it is, we do not know." Kenneth E. Hagin went deeper into it and saw that Adam had lost the authority on the earth, but Jesus has restored it back to those who are born again and in whom He abides.
Yes.
And so now He needs us. He needs you. Lucy used the word earlier, your supply. So if you're there, a mother taking care of your babies, if you're a man driving to your lunch hour right now, I know in a lot of the Oasis Network, we're on just before noon. And so if you're driving to your lunch, the Lord said to us at our noontime, Wednesday noontimes, we stream prayer, and we had the last count 59 nations joining us and 12,000 computers on Wednesday noon Central Daylight Time. So you can join wherever you are. You can join us, or you can pray right where you are. It's very, very important, but God's doing something big right now. Now, Lucy came out here to Prayer Mountain. We have schools out here to Prayer Mountain, which are the best, because we are limited in size, and we have an open heaven over Prayer Mountain. So Lucy came and did a wonderful teaching for us in a prayer school. I believe it was Tuesday through Friday that it lasted, morning and afternoon sessions, or might have been night. But we have that on DVD. We have it on CD, 7 CDs. It's called Fulfilling Your Calling in Prayer. You can get 7 CDs for $15, 6 DVDs for $20, or both for $30. Just phone us at 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877, or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom.